Hey everyone, welcome back to Financial Market Insights for Traders, your trusted voice in a world of noise. I'm Sophia, and today's episode is one I've been really excited to bring you. Too often, financial coverage is way too US-centric. We get it, Wall Street makes waves. But markets move globally, and if you're not paying attention to what's happening in Asia, Europe, or Latin America, you're flying half blind. This is a special edition market update podcast, and we're calling it the Global Roundtable. I've brought in top correspondents from around the world, Asia, Europe, and the Americas, to walk us through what's driving their local markets and what that means for investors everywhere. So if you've been searching for a May 2025 stock market outlook, want to know the impact of tariffs on the stock market, or you're figuring out how to invest during high inflation, this episode is packed with value. Let's start our journey in Asia. Asia, recovery, regulation, and realignment. Joining us from Singapore is Mei-Ling Zhou, a financial correspondent with boots on the ground insights across Southeast Asia and China.
Thanks, Sophia. Asia right now is a tale of mixed signals. China's economy is still struggling to pick up meaningful momentum. Despite several stimulus measures, we're looking at ongoing structural issues, real estate debt, weak consumption, and lagging industrial output. And there's been a shift in investor behavior. No longer is everyone glued to quarterly GDP figures. They're watching regulatory moves out of Beijing, the crackdown on AI startups, and the health of shadow banking. There's caution everywhere. The impact of tariffs on the stock market is particularly intense here. Tariffs on semiconductors, electric vehicle parts, and clean tech are redirecting global supply chains. Southeast Asia, especially Vietnam and Malaysia, is benefiting from this shift. Companies are moving operations out of China to reduce exposure. Now, zooming in on Japan, the weak yen is boosting exporters but hitting domestic consumption. The BOJ is still resisting the rate hike trend, and that's creating its own form of volatility. India stands apart. It's the region's growth engine with a booming youth-driven tech scene. But don't ignore inflation pressures and rural consumption stagnation. The question we keep hearing is, how do you invest during high inflation? Central banks in countries like Thailand and the Philippines are walking a tightrope, balancing growth and inflation control.
Europe, political crosswinds and policy direction. Sophia again, next stop, Europe. With us is Anton Fischer from Frankfurt. Anton, what's happening on your side of the pond?
Hi, Sophia. Europe's 2025 outlook is more stable than many think, but not without friction. The continent is facing a political tug of war. Germany's coalition is shaky, France has labor unrest, and across the board, there's low investor risk appetite. Still, there's stabilization. The European Central Bank has paused rate hikes, signaling that we're in a high-for-longer rate phase until at least Q4 2025. That's pressuring consumer sectors, but supporting banks and energy stocks. The May 2025 stock market outlook here is muted unless political clarity emerges. Investors are closely watching the upcoming Spanish elections and budget battles in Italy. Brexit's aftermath continues to drag on the UK. London real estate is soft, retail hasn't recovered fully, but sectors like healthcare and utilities are doing well. The Bank of England is carving its own cautious path. And a major theme here? The EU's Digital Markets Act. It's reshaping how tech companies operate, monetize, and scale in Europe. It's a regulatory revolution, and it's already affecting valuations.
Americas, diverging trajectories. Now let's head to the Americas. Carla Mendez is joining us from Sao Paulo. Carla, how are markets looking in Latin America and beyond?
Great to be here, Sophia. In Latin America, there's no shortage of volatility. Brazil is trying to rein in spending while keeping stimulus alive. Argentina's back at the negotiation table over its sovereign debt. The Brazilian real is under pressure, and foreign capital is hesitant. But opportunities exist. Countries like Peru and Chile, rich in lithium and copper, are magnets for speculative capital, especially with the EV boom. Still, political instability adds serious risk. In North America, it's cautious territory. The US is facing mixed data. Inflation in services is sticky. The labor market is softening. The S&P 500 has pulled back, especially on disappointing tech earnings. And yes, why is the stock market down today? That's the question a lot of retail traders are asking. The answer? High valuations, macro headwinds, and policy uncertainty. Canada's story is about housing stress. Rate hikes are hitting homeowners hard, especially in cities like Toronto and Vancouver. But energy stocks are holding up thanks to stable global demand. Overall, investor sentiment is split. Some are rotating into value and dividend-paying stocks. Others, sitting tight in cash.
Global themes. What's connecting these markets? Sophia here again. Let's zoom out and connect the dots from our global guests. 1. Geopolitical realignment. Trade is being reshaped. The BRICS bloc is expanding. New deals between China, Russia, and Gulf states are challenging U.S. influence and altering flows in commodities and currencies. 2. AI automation. From Singapore to Berlin, AI is becoming part of core business operations. Yes, it's cutting costs, but it's also disrupting jobs and reshaping investor expectations. 3. Commodities boom. There's renewed interest in commodities. Think lithium, copper, and rare earths. These are vital for the clean energy transition and are now hot picks for investors looking outside of tech. 4. Tariff tensions. We've mentioned it already, but it bears repeating, this is not a drill. The tariff crisis for investors is real. From chips to clean tech, tariffs are driving uncertainty and forcing companies to rethink global sourcing. 5. Interest rate plateau. Central banks may be done hiking, but that doesn't mean they're cutting soon. High for longer rates mean more strain on debt-heavy firms and less juice for high-growth plays. Tactical takeaways for global traders. Here's what this all means for your portfolio. Diversify geographically and across sectors. Don't just chase U.S. tech. Look at Southeast Asian consumer stocks, European infrastructure, and South American commodities. Hedge your currency exposure. FX risk is real right now. Currency-hedged ETFs or multi-currency strategies can save you. Stay alert to central bank language. Rate cuts are not a given. Watch the data, real wages, inflation expectations, and GDP growth. Rethink your definition of risk. It's not just about inflation or rate hikes anymore. Cybersecurity, political instability, AI disruption, and even climate shocks are in play. This isn't about doom and gloom. It's about clarity. Wherever you're based, Toronto, Tokyo, Toulouse, this Market Update podcast helps you stay sharp, global, and grounded. Thank you to our incredible correspondents. If you enjoyed this global roundtable and want to hear more about financial market trends, check out our show regularly. It's designed for beginner traders and breaks down complex topics in plain English. And for fresh weekly analysis, technical charts, and global market moves, head over to the crystalballmarkets.com blog. We've got new insights dropping regularly, so bookmark it. That's it for this episode of Financial Market Insights for Traders. Stay informed, stay sharp, and keep thinking globally.